Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. My name is Amy with two E's, and I'm the CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and programs, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be episode 208. And today we are talking about the difference between sleep and rest, and more specifically, the seven types of rest. This is something that I came across recently in my exhaustion, journey, if you will. And I thought it would be such a great addition to the podcast and to just really help everyone understand. So let's just dive in to where I've been, what's going on, and kind of where this came from. So yes, we did miss a week of podcasting last week. And guys, it all ties into what I want to talk about today, because the stomach flu worked its way through our household. I ended up in the emergency room from dehydration. Everyone in the house got sick, down to the dog. I don't know if that was related or if it's just ironic or what, but it was just a mess. And so last week, I can't even make this up. I swear I'm going to play the bloopers over on Instagram, because I was in the office recording this episode, right? And I'm trying to talk and I'm trying to get everything out that I need to say. And I just hear screaming downstairs. My husband is with Javi. They're downstairs. I keep hearing screaming. Next thing I know, I hear Caroline. Frank always calls me by my middle name. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And he's like, can you help? And I go downstairs and Javi is just projectile vomiting just everywhere. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect. This right here is the epitome of what I wanted to talk about and why I'm exhausted and the whole rest thing. Just was like the icing on the cake of everything that's been going on. So Javi ended up going to urgent care as well. And then it was just a week last week of taking care of him and, you know, nursing myself back to life. And anyway, we missed about a week and a half of life. We're all doing well now, knock on wood. Everybody's healthy. I want to keep this momentum going, back in the game. But it got me really thinking about exhaustion and rest and sleep and how it's all interconnected. And sleep also being like a key component of weight loss too. So, you know, the feeling of like when you wake up in the morning and let's say you got 6 to 8 hours of sleep, right? You got the recommended amount of sleep. You wake up in the morning. My God, I always want to say feel like P. Diddy. Wake up in the morning. Okay. Focus, Amy. When you wake up in the morning and you just don't feel like you got enough rest, you still feel tired, you still feel exhausted, your body aches. Like, that's kind of where I've been at in the spectrum of life. And I've said before that there's a tiredness, an exhaustion that sleep is not going to cure, okay? It's not going to cure it. And it's like an exhaustion that's just deeper in your bones, your emotional state, your mental state, just, you know what I'm saying. And so it got me like, you know, doing the Google and looking around and just trying to put some sense to what I was feeling. And I came across this TED Talk, and the TED Talk is by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. I'm linking her in the show notes so you can go and watch that TED Talk. And there's an accompanying article that goes with it as well. And so she talks about the seven types of rest. And I was like, yes, that is it. There is other types of rest that we are lacking in our life. And it's not the same as sleep. Sleep and rest are two different things. So she has this seven types of rest framework that she has trademarked. You can go on her website and look at it. But I'm going to just kind of summarize what she talks about and apply it to some of the things that I've been going through in the hope that you can pull away some type of motivational, inspirational nugget as well. So we talked about this, how there's just this lack of energy that you feel no matter how much sleep you get, right? You're going to bed on time, you wake up, you're still exhausted. You haven't fully recharged your battery. And that is because sleep and rest are not the same thing. Like they are two different things, right? And we have been taught that if we just get enough sleep, we're going to feel better. We're going to recharge our battery. We're going to be ready to go. And that's not the case. And so these seven areas of rest, I want you to really think about it and how you can apply it to your own life as well. The first type of rest that we all need is physical rest. And I like that she said that this can be passive or it can be active. So physical rest is probably what we all think of when we say, oh, you just need to get some rest. That's the act of sleeping or taking a nap. But it also can be activities, like doing physical things that are slow and easy on the body, like yoga, stretching, massage therapy, things that physically kind of help the body restore. And maybe it's going for like a walk, right? Like I know for me, working in an office all day, sitting down, I am getting tired from just sitting all day, right? And when you're tired, your first thing is like, well, I just need to rest more and sit down. And I think for me, when I think about physical rest, is I need to get outdoors and move my body more. Or if it's too cold, you know, moving indoors with some type of activity on, you know, workout thing on YouTube or something. So that's physical rest. So that's really important. We kind of all know that already. The second type of rest is mental rest. So mental rest is being able to, you know, disconnect from the day of like everything that's going on in your brain. And that is definitely me. Like I'm constantly doing mental gymnastics to balance, you know, my work projects, my kids, their appointments, the dog, things I have with my husband, our household, like all the things that we have to manage as, you know, adults. And so mental rest is just taking a break from, you know, a big one for me would be the phone, right? Like I think that probably applies to a lot of people, is like putting the phone down, turning the notifications off. And I started doing this years ago where I put my phone on do not disturb past a certain time. And so after that time period, I don't get notifications for social media, emails, things like that. I have it set up to where I only get notifications for diabetes related things or, you know, important phone calls and text messages, that kind of thing. So, you know, ways that you can mentally rest, think about what that looks like for you. You know, I think for a lot of people, it's the phone thing. So the third type of rest that she talks about, and I love this one because this one really does affect me. It's called sensory rest. And one thing I've learned about myself over the years is that I am someone who becomes overly stimulated very easily. And this, you know, when you've got bright lights, computer screens, all conversations popping off over here and over here. And, you know, someone asking me for this and someone asking me for that, like my brain feels like it wants to explode. So I think I experienced this a lot more in some ways when I was still working in, you know, an office setting with like the fluorescent lighting and people constantly popping in to talk and, you know, hearing background noise. And I don't experience that in the same way. I probably substituted that for my children and me working from home, right? Where like, you know, like I said on the example where I could hear Javi screaming, I'm trying to record a podcast and, you know, it is what it is. But this sensory rest is something that I just love. So she says here that it can be countered by doing something as simple as closing your eyes for a minute in the middle of the day, or intentionally unplugging from electronics, like kind of like what I talked about just now with the phone. So just something to, you know, slow all of the the sensory things that are coming at us. And again, I feel like a lot of this kind of stuff goes back to what I talk about a lot, which is creating a relationship with yourself, right? Getting to know who you are and what things are triggering to you or what things you need to have a break from. Like I just, and I probably talked about this in the exhaustion episode. Uninspired episode 207, and coming off of the weekend from my daughter's cheer competition. And it's, you know, it's a lot of energy. It's loud, it's bright, it's screaming, it's chaotic. It's a good energy and I love it, but I need a day to just like chill out after that, right? And so knowing these things about yourself are gonna really help you in the long run with, you know, managing your emotions and your feelings. And so that you're not then emotionally eating, right? Like you're not turning to food to fill that void. So the fourth type of rest that she talks about is creative rest. And it says, this is especially important for anyone who must solve problems or brainstorm new ideas. That is me. You know, my work requires me to be creative all the time. And when my brain is sliced, I talk about the pizza slice brain, right? The pizza brain. When I have slices with my kids, their appointments, things going on with the dog, things going on with work, things going on over here, it becomes very challenging to be creative. So, you know, and you kind of, your brain gets so full of stuff, overloaded with, you know, all the things, that it's very hard to be creative and come up with new ideas and make space. I call it having margin in your life to like make space for creativity. And so creative rest is, she says, it's allowing yourself to take in the beauty of the outdoors, even if it's a local park or your backyard. It's not just about nature. It's also enjoying the art. So it could be like coloring. It could be doing a puzzle. It could be just painting or something like writing, right? Something that you're not putting yourself under pressure to do because you want to monetize it or you want to like show it off to the world, right? Through social media. Like it's just something that really helps you recharge that creativity and have that rest. And so I noticed, because my oldest, she's really into Legos lately. And so I help her, obviously, when she's doing that. She's 7. And I found that I actually started enjoying like putting Legos together. And I think that's what it is. And I have a word for it now, right? It's that creative rest of, there is no expectation to give this to anyone. There is no expectation to have this reviewed and edited and ripped apart. There's no expectation that I even need to post about this. It's like using my hands and just solving this problem creatively and putting these things together. So I found that that was really like shocking to me because I'm not really like a puzzle person or someone that likes to do those kinds of things. But and here's what happens. When you make time for these types of rest, right? You're creating space for what you actually want to bring into your life. You're creating space for the ideas that need to flow to you, because those ideas and those moments of clarity cannot flow when your brain is like mud, right? Like it's like trying to swim through mud. And this really does. So, and here's what about it, right? Like we think, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to go do a puzzle. I don't have time to just sit here and close my eyes. But not doing that is actually making things harder and worse for you in your life. And you're probably then, you know, mindlessly eating, emotionally eating, not having an outlet. And this goes back to my framework, which the Irresistible You framework, one of the guiding principles is feed your soul. And feed your soul, I feel like all of these 7 types of rest, they just fit perfectly into that guiding principle. Because if we're not feeding our soul and we don't have an outlet other than food, you know, that's a very toxic cycle. We get back on the yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle. It's toxic. It's not good for us. So honoring the fact that we need to get this rest in. Okay. The other one here, let's see. I talked about creative rest. Yes, emotional rest. This is a big one for me too. So emotional rest, I like what she says. I'm going to quote this. She says, an emotionally rested person can answer the question, how are you today? With a truthful, I'm not okay. And then go on to share some hard things that otherwise go unsaid. How many times do we have that inauthentic, hey, how are you? Right? And you just say good. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. And there's no other word other than good, right? We're not real. And you know, I get it. There are some people that don't deserve to have any more information, right? Like there's some people that we're not going to be safe and comfortable opening up to and sharing that. My husband is of someone who, if he asks me how I'm doing, I'm going to tell him the truth. Okay. So have those safe places that you can turn to actually tell someone when you're not okay. And emotional rest, it says here, if you're in need of emotional rest, you probably have a social rest deficit too. This occurs when we fail to differentiate between those relationships that revive us from those relationships that exhaust us. Wow. That is crazy, right? So I am the person who is going to say what everyone else is probably thinking, and this may not be a popular, this might be a hot take, but going back to that emotional and social rest and the relationships, this is a double-edged sword because, to be very blunt and very honest, as a mother, I love my children, right? Like they're the center of my universe, obviously. But emotionally, that is very exhausting. So that relationship that I have with them, it's both, right? It revives me and it also exhausts me emotionally at the same time. Like taking care of people, whether it's older people, kids, pets, whatever, it's a fulfilling, reviving type of relationship socially, but it's also exhausting. And when I think about the different types of rest, I'm going to have more interactions with my children from a, they revive my social, emotional rest, right? It's like, if I take care of myself in all of these areas that we're talking about, right? Like if I do a really good job taking care of myself and getting enough rest in these different areas, then I can show up for them and for myself around them in a way that feels more reviving and less exhausting, right? Because caretaking is exhausting. And I think we need to give that some airtime that you're not always going to feel great after you've interacted with your children, especially when, you know, you are asking them to do things and they're not listening and, you know, just all the other things. And I think also for me too, like having a child with type 1 diabetes and having extra needs and extra things that my brain is constantly cut into those pizza slices trying to figure out throughout the day. So think about that. And there might be relationships in your life that you need to cut. Obviously, I'm never going to cut my children. I would never want to do that. But it's okay to acknowledge that it's emotionally draining, and that after you've had a really hard day of parenting, you need time for yourself to get away, to revive, to get that creative rest or that, you know, emotional rest that you're craving. You have to have that in your life. So I just think this is all so interesting about the seven types of rest. So we talked about, let's see, we talked about physical, mental, we talked about sensory rest. We talked about emotional, creative, and I'm missing a few. So we also have, I kind of talked about this, social rest. Social rest is when we rest. So people are going to do it one of two ways. And I think this is where it really ties into whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, which means how you gain your energy. I am an introvert through and through. So I gain my energy by being alone. Like some people, they hear being alone, they think of loneliness. No, like I crave, need, require alone time in my life to function as a human being. If, and just like going back to the cheer thing, that's an overly social experience with a lot of sensory overload. So for me, coming out of that, that social rest is being by myself. There's also times where I think we need social rest when we need to be around other people, right? Especially, you know, yes, I'm an introvert, but I also want to be around people. I want to connect with people. I want to get out and, you know, have social social outings, right? And so that can also be part of that rest. And I know for me, when I'm starting to go a little crazy, you know, you work from home, you're here a lot. I need that interaction with other people, right? So we have social rest. The other thing that is one of these seven things is spiritual rest. And yes, this is so big for me. It's definitely part, like all of these types of rest fall into the feeding your soul aspect of Irresistible You. But for me, what spiritual rest looks like is starting my mornings early, starting my mornings by myself, starting my mornings with, you know, prayer, meditation. I have also have like my crystals and I just set my intentions for the day. Whatever your faith is, whatever your spirituality is, something that you can connect to at that level, I think really it's necessary. And I'm one of those people who didn't always believe that. That came through my journey with Irresistible You. And so, you know, if you don't have these things carved out in your life, you're going to experience exhaustion, which is going to lead to burnout. And that has very real physical, like, implications, symptoms, all of that. So we have to find ways to build rest into our life. And I get it. Like, if anyone understands being overwhelmed, being overloaded, having pizza brain, like, I'm your girl. I get it. I get it. But we have to have these times and we have to honor the rest and understand that just going to sleep isn't going to restore us in these other areas. It's not going to restore your need to, you know, emotionally connect with people. You can't get that out of going to sleep. And so where this really does start to tie in with emotional eating and weight issues is if you don't have ways to emotionally, socially, mentally, physically rest, you find yourself stuck in that cycle of sitting your ass on the couch, vegging out on Netflix, overeating, mindlessly overeating, and then wondering why, when it gets warm outside, why your pants don't fit, why your shorts don't fit, or when it gets cold outside. I always tell y'all the jacket is the real test of where you're at in your weight journey. Putting your jacket on and the shit doesn't zip. And you wonder how you got there. You got there because you didn't have an outlet. You got there because you didn't have a way to feed your soul. You got there because you weren't getting the adequate rest that you deserve in these different areas. And so your only thing to turn to, your only hobby in life is watching new series on Netflix and eating. And that is going to take you down a path of just destruction. Like, it's unhealthy on so many levels. And it just makes you feel more tired, right? You know, like once you, it keeps you in that cycle of the wet blanket where you no longer want to get up and do anything because you are uncomfortably comfortable in your own misery. Like, you like laying in your own misery. You like laying in your own just sulking in your own misery and depression, right? And the more you sit around and don't do things for yourself, the harder it gets to get up and go do something. And I get it. Like, I totally get that because I've been there and I still, you know, we all are fighting that at times depending on what's going on in our life. But the value and the power of just getting up and going for a walk around the neighborhood or driving to the park or just sitting. Just go sit outside. And don't have expectations. Just go outside, listen to the nature, look around. You need to be able to open up these spaces in your brain so that you can work on yourself. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to weight loss and learning to love your body and learning to be comfortable at the size that you are, you can't get there if you're continuing to zone out and zombie walk through life. Zombie walking your ass through life is when you're not paying attention, you're going through the motions, you're just existing. You're not living. And there's a difference between living and existing. And I know for me, I can identify that I'm in a place where I haven't been feeding my soul. And that's why I feel the way that I feel. You know, I was looking back through pictures and how like every weekend or at least once a week, I'm going somewhere, was going somewhere, doing something adventurous. And none of it's like locally, right? Like it doesn't have to be out of town and spending thousands of dollars. Like you have things to explore in your own area, in your own community that you can go and do, right? Is something that I have really, really been missing in my life. And I know I need to get out and do more of those things because that fulfills me. It checks the marks in those different areas of rest for me. It helps in all of those areas. And so think about for yourself what in those different seven types of rest, like what are you lacking? Where can you do better? Where do you need to do better? Where do you need to like really focus? You know, and start applying that to your life. So I hope you guys like this episode. And if you do, you can leave a rating and review in your podcast player of choice. I always recommend using the Amazon Music app for listening to this podcast and any podcast that you follow. And if you are an Amazon Prime member, you have that app for free, which has access to thousands of podcasts and songs. You can also upgrade your membership so that you have access to all the songs and all the things on there. But if you're a Prime member, you already have access to the basic level. If you're not a member, I have a link for a free 30-day trial of Amazon Prime. You can check that out in the show notes and get signed up. And yeah, let's continue to connect over on Instagram. I am at Irresistible Icing. We're going to go ahead and end the episode here, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.